This podcast is to minister to students at South Floyd Elementary and beyond. My name is Walter Ord, and I am the FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, sponsor at South Floyd Elementary. Please pray for this endeavor and submit any prayer requests that you may have as well. Guests on this podcast will provide music, devotionals, testimonies, and prayer for you. Let us know if you have any suggestions or questions. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, Chris. I'm glad that you were able to get connected.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, with this app, on each end, we need to have really good Wi-Fi to have a really good connection.
Uh-huh.
And also, the volume on it has an automatic level control, so it starts out kind of soft, and then it'll turn up. So at the beginning, it may be a little bit soft. Okay. Before we start, would you care if I pray for you before we begin the podcast?
No, I appreciate it.
Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this time that you've given to us, and thank you for the technology that allows this. And Lord, I just ask that you would bless Chris and her family, bless her girls and her just help them to be safe, protect them and provide for them. And Lord, I ask that you would bless their witness and help their witness to be strong, and bless their church and their ministry there. And Lord, I just thank you for Miss Chris and her love for you, and just bless her and bless this podcast episode, Lord, and send it out to whoever you see fit, and just let your name be lifted up and glorified in everything that is said and done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, since this is your first time on the podcast, uh-huh. Would you care to introduce yourself for us?
My name is Chris Berger. I have two daughters and a husband who had passed away with cancer. And I work at Floyd Central High School. I'm in South Floyd High School, grade school, I'm sorry, in the library, reading to kids.
Okay, wonderful. Now, what did you have prepared for us? Did you have a testimony or a devotional or a song, or what would you like to share with us?
I was going to give my testimony about
wonderful.
When I was in eighth grade, my mom was real sick, and she had always taught me about the Lord. And so we had all went invited to church by a great uncle, and we went to church. And that night there was a tugging at my heart. And it was just overwhelming. And they preached, and at the end of the service, they gave an altar call. Well, my mom had told me about the Lord, and I just assumed she was a Christian, but she wasn't at that time. But she always had a love for the Lord and always told us about it. So that night after the service, when they gave an altar call, not knowing what an altar call was at that time, we all went up at the same time, not knowing, and went to the altar and prayed. And on the way home that night, I still hadn't comprehended everything that had took place. But then all of a sudden, I could feel such a warmness in my heart. And my uncle was telling us, you know, that's the Spirit of the Lord. It's coming to your heart, and he's letting you know how much he loves you. And I couldn't comprehend how someone who didn't even know me, I didn't think at that time, could love me that much. And not only that, but that my whole family had came in to the Lord at that one time. And we were always known for the family that went to the altar together at the one time. And we got to know the Lord, and we started reading his word and got to know him in a personal way. And it helped me a lot in school. I was always a quiet child in school and wasn't very outspoken. But it gave me a confidence, because I knew who I belonged to, that no matter if I didn't fit in with the group or if I didn't participate in this thing or that thing, I knew I was okay because I knew who I had in my heart. And on the way home that night, the tears started flowing, and I didn't understand what was happening to me. But all I could think of was to think that someone loved me so much that they would draw my heart to the Lord. It was just overwhelming. And then later on, when I got married and had children, and the love that you have for your children is overwhelming. And to think when I was carrying Tabitha, my oldest one, I couldn't imagine the love that God had for me was even greater than a mother's love for her child. And I would just sit and weep because it was just overwhelming that his love is so, so powerful that it reaches to the bottom of the pit sometimes and pulls us up. And I just couldn't live without him.
Yeah, I agree with you. I couldn't live without him either. And I love whenever I get a chance to hear people's testimonies, because it just shows that how many different ways God can express his love and how he can get his point across to us and how he can save so many different types of people. Because what may get your attention is something that I wouldn't even pay a bit of attention to. And that's overwhelming to me too, because how God does that. And something that I also think of, a couple of things, is the first thing is that everybody has sinned. Everybody yes. has broken God's law, and we can't fix that, because in order to pay the penalty for that, God demands perfection, because that says in his word, Matthew 5:48, be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Wow. If I have that one remembered. And nobody's perfect. Right. So we're in a big mess because of that. But Jesus, he came and he died to pay that penalty for everybody breaking God's law. Right. But also, the Bible also says that nobody took him up on that. Jesus paid the penalty, and God could have said, well, I paid your penalty, and that's it. But since nobody took him up took him up on that, here's something else that's even more amazing. Now, I don't understand this, but I just know, because I've read it in his word, that God still comes after us.
Yes, he does.
Just because we didn't take his sacrifice, he still comes after us. He still comes after us.
Our hearts.
And that is, that's just beyond love, I think. It's just so amazing that God is willing to do that. Because if I were to do something like that for somebody and they ignored me,
the human side,
that would be pretty hard. Right. Yeah, that would be pretty hard to just keep going and saying, I love you anyhow. Here, let me show you how much I love you.
Right. And that was when I was in eighth grade. And so I didn't understand a lot of things, and I didn't know a lot of things. But as I read and went along, I can look back now as an older person and see where God was with me the whole time, watching over me, taking care of me, even when I didn't know what was going on. And then there's been a lot of times that I've let him down, and I've slacked in my reading and in my praying, but he's always been faithful, that when I called out to him, he always came and helped me. Because sometimes we go through things in life, we all do, but we got someone we can call on, and I thank God for that I have someone I can call on, and I know he's going to be there.
Yeah, me too. I just keep thinking about, you know, like my daughter and her little boy, my grandson. Whenever Chelsea, my daughter, when she was going through her back surgery, uh-huh. you know, I found a verse in the Old Testament that compares children to an archer's arrow. Uh-huh. The more you have, the more blessed
yes.
you are. And whenever I read that, I cried and called out to God just like over and over. I said, Lord, I only have one arrow, and if it's okay, I'd like to be able to keep wow. her. And he saw her through two back surgeries, and it was, you know, pretty extensive. But he saw her through that. And one of these episodes, I'm going to do my testimony, which I may have to do a couple parts to it, because my salvation is one, how I got to come to Kentucky is another one, and how I met my wife is another one, and then my daughter and things that she's went through, is another. But I'd like to share that sometime too, because it's all pretty amazing. Because
yes.
Whenever I prayed about a job, you know, I prayed and I asked God, I said, God, you know me. If I had two choices, I would, as sure as I'm here, I'd make the wrong choice. So I asked him, I said, Lord, if you would give me a job, just open one door for me so I know which one to go
Right.
through. And when you pray stuff like that, you got to be willing to get hurt. And I was hurt because there was this one job back home in West Virginia that I wanted really, really bad. And I got a chance to interview for it. And I even had an instant rapport with the kids. And, you know, I thought, oh, this is going to be for me. This is for me. And it wasn't. And there was a couple other jobs that came up, and I went to an interview for them before I even knew anything about Kentucky. And, you know, I got hurt over and over. But then I see through all of that, God did open just one door. Now, after I went through that door, you know, I've made some mistakes after going through
Yeah.
that door. But I know I'm where I'm supposed to be because God, He gave me some assurances over and over about my coming to Kentucky and meeting my wife and my first job. And even though I've messed up, I know this is where God
Right.
wants me.
That's one thing about God. You know, even though we fall down sometimes, He's always faithful to pick us back up. When
Yeah, he
my
is.
husband was going through the cancer thing, and he was in and
Hi, I see that you made it back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My alarm went off to sign off, to sign out of work.
Oh, okay.
I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
sometimes the connection, if it's not really strong, sometimes it'll drop. But I'll look at what we talked about first, and I should be able to piece it together with this section. But you were saying something about when your husband was going through cancer treatments.
Yeah, when he was going through cancer treatments, we had all we knew to do was to pray, and he would get better, and then he would take a turn for the worst. And finally, we were praying for a complete healing. And sometimes healing doesn't come the way that we think. And we were praying, and one night when I was leaving the hospital about 3 in the morning, I was driving home, and I said, Lord, because he had suffered so much, I said, though you slay me, I will serve you. I know that's not how it was. The word is worded, but I finally came to a place and I said, Lord, I surrender. And when I surrendered, it wasn't long after that that he passed away. And but God wanted me to trust him first and foremost. But at the second time, God heals people by taking them home sometimes. It's his way of healing, and he heals them mind, body, and soul. And so it took a long time to come to that place. And I came to it before the girls did. The girls still had a little struggle with it there for a little bit. And then finally, when Tabitha had seen him suffer so, she decided, you know, Lord, she told him, she said, Dad, if you're ready to go, it's okay. And he was ready. But instead of getting angry and being mad at God for not doing it the way we wanted it done, we had came to a place with God that we let it go because we know we're going to see him again. But that was hard. But it took God to help us to do that, because in the human body, we can't do that. You
Yeah.
have to count on God's strength to be able to do that. But it was
Yeah.
he and God had carried us through it and helped us.
Yeah, that is true. I had something similar to that happen whenever my daddy passed away. My dad, I was, except for my wife and my baby, and of course now my grandbaby, I was never so close to anybody with as my dad. And whenever you know, he was sick because he had a heart condition, and the doctors always told him that whenever something would happen, he'd have a heart attack. He'd have one heart attack, and it would be a massive one, and then he would just die. So whenever my mommy called and said that he had a massive heart attack, I you know, prayed and cried all the way to go see him. And I prayed and I asked God to let me tell him that I loved him one more time. And of course, by the time I got there, guess what I couldn't do?
Tell him.
I couldn't tell him that I loved him, because I just knew that as soon as I told him that I loved him, that God would take him.
Yes.
And so I wouldn't tell him that. So I went and visited a little bit. And this was before me and Sherry got married. So I visited for a little bit, and then I came home and I asked Sherry if she wanted to get married, because it was almost around the time that we were scheduled to get married. So I asked her if she would want to get married a little bit early so both of us could go visit with him. Because what the plan was is we were going to get married early so she could go with me. And then we were going to have a little ceremony just for my daddy in the hospital. And then we would have, you know, a couple weeks later, our full ceremony with pictures and everything. So she said, yeah, she would, you know, be okay with doing that. And we were going to do it on his birthday, but then he died the day before his birthday, so we didn't get to do that for him.
Yes.
But I was finally able to tell him that I loved him, and, you know, God did take him, but, you know, I'm not bitter because I'm really thankful for the time that, you know, yeah. that God gave me with my dad.
Yeah.
When you grieve for somebody that you're really close to, that just means that you loved them extra hard yes. whenever they were here. And they were just, they're real close with you. But, you know, I appreciate you sharing your testimony and sharing some time with us today. Did you have anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Just that no matter what you're going through or what, how much you know or don't know, if you just call on the Lord, he will help you. You might not see it at that time, but when you get through what you're going through and you look back, you'll see where he was there with you the whole time.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, it's really amazing because if you call out to God and you're really serious, he will be there.
Yes.
He will be there. I promise you. And if there's anybody that's listening that needs to know for sure, you know, as long as you're not playing games, because God, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't play.
No.
But if you need him to make himself real to you, you cry out to him and he will. He'll be right there. Well, before we wrap up, since this podcast is intended to minister to the, especially the middle school kids here at South Floyd, but I know that there's other people that's listening. Would you mind praying for the kids here at South Floyd and the staff members and the families and the whole community?
Yes. Want me to now?
Yes, okay. Please.
God, as we come before you, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, we lift our body of our children up before you today, Lord, and we ask you to make yourself known to them, Lord. Let them know that there is someone that they can call on, Lord, in the times that they feel all alone, God. We ask you to touch our staff, Lord God. Strengthen them as they try to deliver to the children each day and to teach them, Lord. God, help us as the body to witness to them, Lord, and to lift them up and to encourage them, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace that you've showed us time and time again. And we ask you to send a healing, Father. A healing for our children, Lord, and for our communities from this virus, God. We know that by your stripes we're healed, and the stripes on your back was for every infirmity that's out there. And we ask you to send a healing touch, God, and we'll give you the praise and the glory for it, for you're a mighty God, worthy of all praise. You're a healer and a deliverer, a father to the fatherless, a mother to the mother. We ask you to wrap your arms around our children, Lord, and help us to teach them and to lead them and to guide them, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank you so much for the prayer and for your testimony.
You're welcome.
I hope that you'd be willing to be a guest on here again sometime in the future.
Okay.
Okay. Well, great. Well, I will go ahead and let you go for now. Okay. And I sure got a blessing out of this time, and I'll piece those two parts together and I'll let you know how they turn out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you, and talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.